What if you could say an all-in yes to yourself for 2022? What if you could commit fully to the things you said you were going to do, to the vision that you have, and to be in the room with a mentor who will hold you accountable, cast an even wider vision for you, and give you the strategy, tools, tactics, and support to ensure that these things come to fruition? Welcome to the Iconic Experience. Oh, just like comes out of me from the depths of my soul, this program, if I can even call it that. It's just not. That's why it's called the Iconic Experience. It is an experience. And it is one of the biggest gifts I've ever put out into the world. You are going to be part of a mastermind, a high level executive roundtable of perfectly welcomed in and invited in souls who will collaborate with you and network with you and stretch you and share ideas. And all the goodness that comes out of a mastermind is so extraordinary. So you're going to have that every month. You're going to have group Voxer. So that mastermind stays active and you can drop in and ask questions and really share with one another and build deep, meaningful relationships. And on top of that, I thought, what could I do to expand this beyond something that I've seen out there in this world? And that is, you have a full iconic experience by welcoming yourself into the rooms of everything I launch live in 2022. So you do not need to contemplate whether you should or do I want to invest. You get to sit back and receive for the entire year as the result of a single yes to yourself. One yes gets you a mastermind for the entire year full of really wicked women, group Voxer with these same women and myself, and you walk in the room for all the live coaching programs that I launch in 2022. You're just in. You're in the room. So this is really for the woman who is ready to lead herself, lead her business, lead her life. And if this sounds like, ooh, it's a prayer I've been asking for, and I just want to say yes to something and just enjoy the experience versus looking constantly for the next thing, the next answer, the next coach. Oh, the confusion, the chaos, the energy that is expended through that. Welcome to the Iconic Experience. You can come into the DMs. Tell me you're interested, ask the questions. I am so excited to answer them and to get to know you and see if this is a fit for you. Welcome to the best year of your life in 2022. And I'm telling you right now, the Iconic Experience is going to be like the rocket that's going to take you to the whole new level, the one that you've been asking for.
When something happens that feels like so coincidental, or how did that happen? That feels like a miracle. Remember, that is a wink at you. That is your assurance that you are cared for and looked after, that you are loved, that you are on the right track.
Welcome to the Becoming Iconic podcast. I am your host, Jen Spiegel. I am a life, business, and brand stylist. And after years of helping thousands of female entrepreneurs grow successful businesses and lives, I was called to bring these delicious conversations forward for those of you who are ready to build, expand, and actually enjoy all the desires of your heart. I'm so confident that this podcast will support you as you start to elevate and pursue the highest version of yourself. Thank you for being here. Sink in and enjoy.
Hi, Icons. Welcome to today's Soul Spark. I trust that you're enjoying these. I seem to be getting a lot of great feedback that you're liking these short, crisp sparks that ignite something within you for the week, something that you can be intentional around or practice, or maybe just a tweak in mindset that really starts elevating you week over week. I hope that we stack these. And by the end of this year, you really see a huge amount of growth in your life. And I want to also really teach some practices through these soul sparks that you can really bring into your life immediately, and that really cultivates this life of gratitude, intention, manifestation, acknowledgement, and so on. And today's soul spark is called God Winks. And this is kind of a Jenism, something that I have said for as long as I can remember in my life. And I do hear many people quoting me out there. So it's fun that this is rippling out into the world. This is also a beautiful practice if you're raising kids and want to bring a spiritual practice into your home. No matter where you are on your spiritual journey, it's a really great way of just acknowledging a moment of remembering how cared for that you are and your children are, and also that we are just never alone and we are so loved. And so God winks to me are those moments in life where it's no coincidence. And as a matter of fact, I don't actually believe in coincidence. I think everything that we receive, that we experience in our days are manifested. It's our thoughts. It's intentional. It is the right place at the right time, that all of these things are on purpose. But you know what I mean when you have those moments where maybe you're thinking about a parent and all of a sudden your phone is ringing and they're calling you, or maybe it's a walk in nature and all of a sudden you take a deep breath and you smell it and you see the sun and the birds are chirping and you just have one of those breathtaking moments. Or maybe for you, it's that you were thinking about a client and you would really hope this client would renew with you. And all of a sudden a text comes through that day and they say, I'd love to continue our relationship on. All these things that seem so coincidental, yet they are not. I call those things God winks, little winks at me, little flirts that say to me, I've got you. You have got this. You are on the right path. Thank you for your gratitude. I see you. You're doing a great job, Jen. It to me is such a level of assurance. I feel so connected in those moments. And it does ground me instantly into gratitude, instantly into realizing that I am so looked after and that life is so beautiful and so powerful and so magnificent. And so these things elevate us. And when we articulate the gratitude by saying, oh, that was a God wink, or look at the God wink today, it really does solidify for us so many things that are good, and takes the focus off maybe things that are not working. And instead, we start searching for the wink. At least I do. I want to see that wink every day. I want to see that flirtation of spirit. It makes me jazzed. I feel so empowered in those moments. And the recognition of life day in and day out really starts to develop this rich, prosperous experience. And so as you go through this week, I challenge you to start paying attention to God winks. When something happens that feels like so coincidental, or how did that happen? That feels like a miracle. Remember, that is a wink at you. That is your assurance that you are cared for and looked after, that you are loved, that you are on the right track. It could even mean when you look at the clock and the numbers say 11:11, or you just start to recognize the world around you on a deeper level. Start recognizing those winks. See them, taste them, hold them. Give deep gratitude for that moment, because what ends up happening is you get a lot more winks coming at you. And you pay attention to them, so you start to really receive them. And it really does create these beautiful, abundant days. So I challenge you to start hashtagging God winks. I challenge you to start practicing this in your day. I challenge you to start sharing this with your family and create a practice together. Because when everybody starts paying attention, it just magnifies and amplifies all the experiences that you are having as a family. And that is so special. Thank you so much for being here. I do cherish you from the bottom of my heart, and go have those God winks today. Thank you so much for being here. I hope you know how deeply grateful I am for the time and space you give to the Becoming Iconic podcast. It is an honor and a privilege to show up here twice a week and pour into you. And thank you for those 5-star reviews that you've been giving and those beautiful compliments. It means so much. And the time you spend to do that is just the most beautiful way to give back. The other thing I want to challenge us to as a community is to share more. It's so simple to copy this link into a text to a friend who you think would benefit from what you just listened to, or share it into your stories. Make sure to tag me, by the way, because I love resharing. And allowing your network to maybe discover something that they wouldn't have if it weren't for you. And just a gentle reminder that jenspiegel.com, that website, was designed for you in mind, and what you need in your life and business, the blog, the resources, the different ways of working together, they all sit there and they're available to you. So I challenge you to go over there, make it a habit of checking out what's new and exciting. At the end of the day, I just want you to know I love this community. I appreciate being able to show up for you. And I just want you to make it a great day.